Do your feet feel like this? With O'Keefe's Healthy Feet Cream, you can get back to having soft, smooth feet in no time. O'Keefe's Healthy Feet Cream is clinically proven to help heal cracked heels and dry skin. It's also non-greasy and absorbs quickly, so you can get back to your day without feeling weighed down. Try O'Keefe's Healthy Feet Cream today and see the difference for yourself.
So, starting with Tatiana, She-Hulk, and you know, let me know in the comments what you guys think of these Marvel feet. Tatiana, Archer's coming up first. We honestly got a good one right here. This could be a soul pick. You know, why don't we just go with the souls first? They're right in front of us. Might as well give us some good souls. I would say they are a bit above average. You know, they're, how would you guys describe these soles? I would say they're pretty good because there's no calluses. You know, maybe the color on them is a bit uneven in some areas. That's just going to be the way things go for most people's soles because they're not getting the most amount of sunlight. She only has 194 picks. I'll give her soles a 6.5, and because like I said, nothing too major here standing out, no calluses. They look pretty overall soft, not too many wrinkles as well. So let's move on to Tatiana or the Hulk's Archers. That last picture could honestly do for the Archers as well, but we're going to try and mix it up a little bit. Another picture, not hitting any shoes, does look like it's pressing on some type of glass vice, maybe a card, maybe not, who knows. Nonetheless, the arch does look pretty curved. I say with that, it's going to give us a good reasoning to give that arch an 8, guys, okay? I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say, you know, it's a bad arch when it's not. I'd give it an 8, and I would move on to our toe, because that's what I know you guys are here to see. A little blurry, but it is a nice up-close picture. So, you know, this little gap right here automatically takes away a whole point. That's just not something that you want to see. Automatically, it'd be a 9 at the highest. I would give her toes, honestly, off rip, I say 8. I would say 8. And honestly, no, I would say like a 7.5, maybe. Yeah, probably a 7.5. Toes look good overall. Nails might be clipped a little too short. The toes just look a bit too bulky. So we're going to give the toes, with that being said, 7. And we're going to give the Hulk's, She-Hulk's overall foot a 8. And move on to Marvel, otherwise known as Brie Larson. Good picture of the soles right here. She's not even scrunching them that much, and they're looking pretty wrinkly. If you have watched other videos linked up here in the top of the corners, if you guys want to check those out, you'll know that I don't really care for the wrinkles on the soles. There's nothing wrong with them, just not my preference when it comes to having an absurd amount of wrinkles if someone were to scrunch their toes. But that's not here. That's not the case here. So with that being said, we're going to give Brie Larson's soles a 8. And
take it or leave it.
I'm not gonna try to force it upon you. You can rate them yourself. Let me know in the comments what you think Brie Larson's toes are. Now, when I was doing my research, boys and girls, I did come across some pictures of Mrs. Brie Larson's toes, and I have to say, she might be getting the lowest rating on this series ever. Look at that right there. You know, good picture of Mrs. Larson's arch. Overall, smooth. Looks like it has a nice curve to it if it were to be flat on the ground. Looks prominent. Veins in the foot are prominent as well. I did see, well, that is a thing that they like as well. Veins on a foot. I feel like veins overall in the body are just thing that are, you kind of have it or you don't, so it's not something that I feel like should be taken into account, and so I don't take it into account. But with that being said, we're going to give Brie Larson arches 7 because they're pretty average. I wouldn't say anything special is here sticking out to me. So, but ladies and gentlemen, it is time to possibly get into the worst goofy feet rating you will ever see on this channel. Possibly. We're going to start looking at Brie Larson's toes now. And Brie Larson, if you see this video, this is no disrespect to you. I'm genuinely just giving my opinion to the boys. Boys. Now, she's saving lives in movies. Is this warranted? Do we give her a pass? No. Matter of fact, we go even harder because what are you doing? You know, it just kind of speaks for itself. We're not going to spend too much time here on Mrs. Larson's toes because we do have somebody who has been searched upon by the foot community millions of times, most likely. Probably Johansson's coming up next, boys and girls, so stay buckled. But with that being said, Brie Larson's toes are almost undoubtedly the worst toes that we've had featured on the Wiki Feet series on my channel, and so I'm just gonna have to say it how it is, boys and girls. If I felt comfortable giving them a 1, or if I felt comfortable giving them a 0, I'll do that, but I don't, you know, I feel like she deserves some kind of rating. These toes are this is absolutely absurd. Moving on to the most searched upon feet in Wiki Feet history and upon the internet, Scarlett Johansson, otherwise known as Marvel's Black Widow. I'm not gonna lie, I'm expecting high things because I've given out, from what I can remember, a few 10s. I've given Alinity a 10. I've given Maddie Apatow from Euphoria a 10. And so we're just gonna take it step by step, foot by foot, pick by pick, and see where it takes us first. We're gonna start with our soles first and work our way down to Scarlett's toes. And it's just gonna be an interesting journey, so buckle in. We're already kind of getting spoiled right here, I'm not gonna lie. red toenails, red soles to a degree. Overall right here, looking pretty good, honestly. They're scrunched up, not too many wrinkles, looking soft, not too many calluses as well. And so off this picture, I would give Scarlett Johansson's soles a 8.5. And I wouldn't look back twice. I wouldn't think twice about it, okay? I'd give him 8.5 and I'd give it to her proudly. Yeah, 8.5 in the soles. And I say we go on to her arches now. All right, so good picture right here. I would say that the arch is... it's kind of lacking. She kind of doesn't have one in a way. She has one. It's just not too prominent. I would give Scarlett Johansson's arch a 6.5 because it's really not there. And I feel like if you took that shoe off, it would be pretty flat. We're going to move on to her toes now. You know, we got a lot of pictures to work with here, guys. So first off of this one, I'm going to say I'll give her an 8 just off those ones. You know, we had some gems to work with here. See, I'd call this one a gem, boys and girls. So... This is a 10 worthy picture. I don't know if it's a picture doing it for me. I don't know if it's the nail polish, but it's something. I would give these like a 9, okay? So I feel like this shoe probably has something to do with it more than I'm aware of subconsciously, but that's okay. This one right here, absolute doozy. Feet. Looking great in this picture. I would give them a 10, not even gonna lie. And overall, we're gonna give Scarlett Johansson's feet a 10. You know, I think we just gave out our third 10 in Wiki Feet History, boys and girls. So like and subscribe if you guys like feet.